Well, listen, people, I know that today you are gathered in many, many locations. You have enjoyed services, celebrating the many, many cripples that the Lord has used us to raise in this land, raised from the soil. I know in Nairobi they are gathered at Yaya Kilimani, massive there, very, very massive over there, with more than 35 total cripples that were in the dust, were on the soil, that when the Lord calls me to step forward and make one decree of the eternal blood of Jesus, they got up and walked away. And there are many other conditions healed there, many blind eyes that opened, many deaf ears that popped open, many, plus some lunatics also, and many other conditions that were healed. And in some other places, you even have HIV/AIDS that were healed. And the director of medical services in this country has verified that they are negative. And different laboratories, AMPAC laboratories, the Lancet laboratories, confirmed that they are HIV negative. I know you are gathered in many places in this mighty celebration service. Today is a celebration of the eternal blood of Jesus. How the Lord Jesus has raised many, many cripples in this land. And today, as I announced that I'm coming live on air, a total cripple has just gotten up and walked, instantly got up and walked away in Nanyuki, and the church has burst outside. They have burst outside. It's a big celebration. Nanyuki is out of control right now. So it's a major revival, blessed people. The senior deputy archbishops, the deputy archbishops in your respective regions where you're having the joint service, this is a celebration service. Call the radio and tell the radio how many cripples the Lord has raised in your region that are celebrated in your region. That were total cripples from Avumbini, kwa udongo, kwa mchanga, on the soil. That when the Lord sent me to you people, and I decreed, one decree, they got up and walked away in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, also in Joro, they are having a celebration service. In Gilgil, you had Professor Ambula herself there, celebration service with cripples there, with many conditions, including hydrocephaly, that were healed in Eldoret. So, senior deputy archbishop, I am calling upon you, senior deputy archbishop, please call the radio and give reports of your region. If you're having 10 joint services going on in your region, just give that report. If you're having 3 or you're having 1, because today is celebration. It is simply worship and setting the cripple and reading the scripture and a worship song and celebrating the cripple, another cripple, and reading another scripture where Jesus healed the cripple and so forth. And we have many blind eyes also that opened, and many deaf ears. So today is an enjoyable day. And you can see the race has begun. When I just announced that I'm going to come live on air, a total cripple got up in Nanyuki and walked away in our church there, Nanyuki main altar, where Nehemiah is. So it's a very big thing. It's a very, very big thing. Where Deputy Archbishop Nehemiah is, the church blasted out. It burst outside. And now Nanyuki is totally out of control down there. And all over this country, Mombasa. So again, make sure that you call senior pastors, the overseers, regional overseers, the senior bishops, the deputy archbishops, senior deputy archbishops. This is the hour for you now to fight for your region and make sure you locate your region on the map. On the map, on the portal of God. This is where the voice of God is. So make sure you call the radio. This is simply a day to celebrate the eternal blood of Jesus. We are celebrating the eternal blood of Jesus on this day. So even as you read a scripture, one bishop goes or pastor reads the scripture, and then you have one worship song, and then you celebrate the cripple has walked. A cripple has walked, Jesus. A cripple has walked. A cripple has walked. Glory, cripple has walked. A cripple has walked. Thank you. As you celebrate, call the radio. Let us broadcast it to the nation, because this is not happening in any country. Look now, a total cripple, if you look at that video, how he was brought down, how he was carried. He could not even crawl on a wheelchair. Naivasha had gotten up and walked away. This is the biggest revival in the history of the church. So pastors, senior pastors, the bishop, senior bishop, overseers, regional overseers, the deputy archbishop, presiding bishop, the senior deputy archbishop, the archbishop, the correspondent, everybody called the radio that we may be able now to move this, transmit it abroad, that they may know what the Lord has done here. So I bless you all. I bless all your churches today. I bless you wherever you are, and I decree that let the cripples get up and walk away. Let the blind eyes open and see light for the first time. Let the deaf ears pop up and become sensitive, even as you are celebrating today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every disease under the sun, HIV, be healed and test negative, totally deleted from your DNA. Let the Lord heal you with those who have cancer, diabetes, those who have kidney failures and doing dialysis, heart conditions, the wound, by the power of the eternal blood of Jesus. Let the Lord heal you today. Let the cripple get up and walk away. Let the blind, their eyes pop open so they can see. Let the deaf, their ears pop open and become sensitive. And all diseases under the sun, I now command you to submit to the eternal blood of Jesus, that you must dissolve in the mighty name of Jesus. So I have blessed you all, wherever you are, blessed people, and all over the world also, wherever you're tuned in for many churches globally. I have blessed you today, even as you observe the celebration. It's already 1:15. Call the radio as you're celebrating the correspondent, the senior archbishop, the general overseer, the senior deputy archbishop, the deputy archbishop, presiding bishops, regional overseers, senior pastors, correspondents, ushers. Anybody, call the radio and tell us what's happening in your region. And make sure that you record the clips and send, because our team are running a live broadcast now. They are broadcasting globally now what is happening in your altar. So send your clips to them so we may broadcast your celebration with the cripples, with the blind, with the deaf, with the mute. The Lord bless you. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.